რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
19 საათია თბილისის დროით, გრძელდება რადიო თავისუფლების გადაცემა, გრძელდება ახალი ამბების გამოშვებით. უკრაინამ სამხედრო აღლუმით აღნიშნა დამოუკიდებლობის დღე. პროსულად განწყობილმა სეპარატისტებმა მიამბოხეებმა კი დონეცში დატყვევებული უკრაინელი სამხედროები ჩაატარეს. ისლამური სახელმწიფოს მებრძოლებმა სირიის ავიაციო ბაზის ნაწილი დაიკავეს. სოხუმმა ჩატარებულად გამოაცხადა ვადამდელი საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნები თვითგამოცხადებულ აფხაზეთში. უკრაინის ხელისუფლებამ სამხედრო აღლუმით აღნიშნა დამოუკიდებლობის 23 წლისთავი, რომელსაც თანახავს საბრძოლო მოქმედებები ქვეყნის სამხრეთ აღმოსავლეთში. უკრაინის ცენტრში მაიდანზე მძიმე ტექნიკისა და პირადი შემადგენლობის მონაწილეობით გამართული სამხედრო აღლუმი ქვეყნის პრეზიდენტმა პეტრო პოროშენკომ ჩაიბარა უმაღლესი მთავარსარდალის შემდეგ ოდესაში სამხედრო საზღვაო ძალების აღლუმსაც დაესწრო.
აგრესია პროტე უკრაინე.
აგრესია უკრაინის წინააღმდეგ შოს გასთა ომხრივი დაპირისპირების ჩარჩოებს. იგი გლობალური წესრიგის საფუძვლებს ანგრევს, ფეხქვეშ თელავს საერთაშორისო სამართალს, საფრთხეს უქმნის ევროპისა და მსოფლიოს უსაფრთხოებას. პირდაპირ ევროპის ცენტრში 21 საუკუნეში ომის გამოუცხადებლობად ადგილი აქვს სუვერენული ქვეყნის საზღვარზე გადასვლის თავხედო მცდელობას.
перейти кордоны суверенной Украины.
განცხადა უკრაინის პრეზიდენტმა, რომელმაც მისასალმებელ სიტყვაში პირობა დადო, რომ მსვლელობაში მონაწილე სამხედრო ტექნიკა მისი ბრძანებით ანტიტერორისტულ ოპერაციაში მონაწილე ძალთა დასახმარებლად გაიგზავნება. რუსულად განწყობილმა მეამბოხეებმა კი 24 აგვისტოს ქალაქ დონეცკის ქუჩებში რამდენიმე ათეული უკრაინელი სამხედრო ტყვე ჩაატარეს სიცხვილის დერეფანში. როგორც რუსული საინტერნეტო რესურსებით გავრცელებულ ვიდეოზე ჩანს, შეკრებილი მოსახლეობა ტყვეებს ტვენით დამცირებელი შეძახილებითა და სხვადასხვა ნივთების სროლით მიაცილებდა. ბრიტანეთში მოქმედი სირიის ადამიანის უფლებათა ობსერვატორიის ინფორმაციით, ისლამური სახელმწიფოს მებრძოლებმა 24 აგვისტოს სირიის პროვინცია რაკაში მდებარე სამხედრო საავიაციო ბაზის მნიშვნელოვანი ნაწილი იგდეს ხელთ. ამავე წყაროს ცნობით, სამთავრობო ჯარები ცდილობენ პოზიციების დაბრუნებას, მაგრამ თაფქას საავიაციო ბაზაზე კონტროლს კვლავ ისლამისტები ინარჩუნებენ. 100 ექსტრემისტი დაიღუპა და 300 დაიჭრა მას შემდეგ, რაც 19 აგვისტოს ისლამური სახელმწიფოს დაჯგუფებამ წამოიწყო იერიში აღნიშნული ობიექტის ხელში ჩასაგდებად. ბრძოლებში დაახლოებით 25 სირიელი ჯარისკაციც დაიღუპა. ერაყის პრემიერ-მინისტრმა ჰეიდარ ალ-აბადიმ და ერაყში სტუმრად ყოფმა ირანის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრმა მოჰამედ ჯავად ზაფირმა 24 აგვისტოს ისლამური სახელმწიფოს წინააღმდეგ საერთაშორისო ძალისხმევის საჭიროებაზე იმსჩელეს. შეხვედრის შემდეგ გავრცელებულ განცხადებაში ნათქვამია, რომ ირანელ მაღალჩინოსანთან საუბარში აბადიმ ხაზი გაუსვა საფრთხეს, რასაც რეგიონის უსაფრთხოება სუნიტური ისლამისტური ორგანიზაციის აქტიურობა უქადის. ხაზის პოლიციის ინფორმაციით, ისრაელის სამხედრო საავიაციო იერიშის შედეგად ქალაქ რაფაში მთლიანად დაინგრა 7-სართულიანი შენობა, რომელშიც კომერციული ოფისები მდებარეობდა. საქართველოს პრემიერ-მინისტრმა ირაკლი ღარიბაშვილმა ბათუმში ჟურნალისტებს გამოცხადა, რომ გერმანიის კანცლერ ანგელა მერკელის ვიზიტი საქართველოში სავარაუდოდ მომავალი წლის გაზაფხულზე შედგება. საქართველოს პრემიერ-მინისტრმა ისაუბრა ამას წინანდელ საუბარზე ჯო ბაიდენთან, ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების ვიცე-პრეზიდენტთან.
და ჩვენ კიდევ ერთხელ დავადასტურეთ, რომ მზადყოფნა, რომ ჩვენ ვართ სტრატეგიული პარტნიორი, ამერიკა არის ჩვენი სტრატეგიული პარტნიორი და ჩვენ ვართ საიმედო დასაგრდენი ამერიკისთვის ამ რეგიონში.
განაცხადა ირაკლი ღარიბაშვილმა. თვითგამოცხადებული აფხაზეთის რესპუბლიკაში არჩევნების შემდგარად გამოცხადა, მას შემდეგ რაც ცენტრალურმა საარჩევნო კომისიამ 16 საათისათვის არსებული მონაცემები გამოაქვეყნა. კომისიის ხელმძღვანელის ბატალ ტაბაღუას ინფორმაციით, იმ დროისათვის ამორჩეველთა 56%-მა მისცა ხმა, რაც ნიშნავს, რომ არჩევნები შემდგარია. აფხაზეთის პრეზიდენტობისათვის 4 კანდიდატი, ასან ბჟანია, ლეონიდ ზაშპა, მირაბ ქიშმარია და რაულ ხაჯიმბა იბრძვიან. ოფიციალური თბილისის განცხადებით, ოკუპირებული აფხაზეთის საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნების საერთაშორისო სამართლის ფუნდამენტური პრინციპების უგულეყოფას წარმოადგენს. ამის თაობაზე ნათქვამია საქართველოს საგარეო საქმეთა სამინისტროს მიერ თვითგამოცხადებულ აფხაზეთში მიმდინარე საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნების შესახებ გავრცელებულ განცხადებაში. ახალი ამბების გამოშვება პრაღის სტუდიიდან კობა ლიკლიკაძემ გაკაცანით.
In Bosnian we say najbolji svjetski izbor muzike na glasu Amerike.
Everybody says the world best variety. VOA Music Mix.
Greetings, I'm Rob Reinhart, and you're listening to Acoustic Cafe. It's another 2 hours of great acoustic music. This time, new stuff from Fox, a sneak peek at the forthcoming Sean Rao album, another McMurtry on the Loose, a classic from Jackson Browne, and our in-studio visit with Willie Watson.
Yeah, at first, I tried to write a lot of songs. You know, the pressure was on to be a singer-songwriter, which just seems like you have to do that. And, you know, I'm glad that I can be the guy that's doing it this way.
Raised in upstate New York, Willie met Ketch Secor and Critter Fuqua when those two relocated to the Ithaca area, and they all formed Old Crow Medicine Show. That was in the late 90s. A guitarist, banjoist, singer, Willie stayed with OCMS until 2010 when he left to pursue a solo career, while OCMS continued on without him. This spring, Willie released his debut, which is a collection of 20th century blues and folk songs. It's called Folk Singer Volume 1, and it was produced by David Rawlings. It also came out on David and Gillian Welch's label. And to talk about the release and play some of the songs, Willie Watson joins us as our in-studio guest. And we'll start with an oldie from the White Stripes. Interestingly, on a tour dedicated to playing songs from his new album, Lazaretto, and his debut album, Blunderbuss, Jack White also manages to play a whole bunch of White Stripes songs. But they're short. You can play a lot of them pretty quickly. And most of them that he plays comes from this one album, White Blood Cells, in 2001. Here's Hotel Yorba on Acoustic Cafe.
I was watching with one eye on the other side.
Dawn. Singing mama don't allow in a bottle of wine. Dark air there's a dungeon way down in the mine. If you can do like that, boys, I'll throw you down just like an old Doc's day. If you wanna rock, listen to Doc. If you want the girls, better pick like Merle. Cause them high country blues still blow all the women away. So beat on the corner with your flat top box. Pick on the banjo, boys, don't stop. Give me old time music, Lord, make it hot. Just like it was in Doc's day. So we sold our amps and pawned our drums. Now we're picking like a couple of native sons. And that old hillbilly, he's sure buck dancing away. Lord, the crowd's all packed in the cherry and king. Leaning in close to hear the banjo ring. And everybody raises their voice to sing. Just like in old Doc's day.
Song from Old Crow Medicine Show on Acoustic Cafe. It's called Doc's Day, and it is one included on the new album from Old Crow, which is called Remedy. That album just out over the summer. And, of course, our in-studio guest, a former member of Old Crow Medicine Show, Willie Watson. We'll have a visit with him in just a few minutes. The White Stripes, before that, from 2001, and a song called Hotel Yorba, a concert favorite on the current tour that Jack White is on. Jack's latest album is called Lazaretto. Well, it's been about 4 years since the last album from the Weepies. The Weepies being the duo of Deb Talon and Steve Tannen. But they have kids. They've been busy raising them in Southern California. And they continue their success on soundtrack work. This is one which is on the new Zach Braff film called Wish I Was Here. It's brand new from the Weepies called Mend on Acoustic Cafe.
Sky through faint New England trees that seemed as grand as these. Why, this is where my heart begins. Western sun has overgone down behind the mountain. In our town we walk around so quiet I can hear our words etched in the air. Each time you go, each time you change, it has to be a choice you make. Upon the air, piano reel, a childhood song, a boy as young as spring. Ever
only past us. Watch it go. Won't leave past us. The incredible is approaching from over there. Won't leave past us. Won't be left in a dark bay to watch it go. Won't leave past us.
Music from a couple of folks who've been away for about 4 years. That is David Gray. He has a lovely new album, which is called Mutineers. From that, we heard the song called The Incredible, the latest from David Gray. Before that, the Weepies. They also have been out of it since 2010, but they are back with a new song on Zach Braff's movie soundtrack to I Wish I Was Here. And it was the song called Mend from the Southern California duo of Deb Talon and Steve Tannen, the Weepies. Indigo Girls will have brand new music in 2015. Currently, they are out on tour doing a symphonic tour of their songs, working with symphony orchestras around the country. Amy Ray, Emily Saliers, back with new stuff, as I say, in 2015. I want to go back 15 years ago to our archives, the song called Peace Tonight, live here at Acoustic Cafe.
All the known news is good news.
time when they are not together as Indigo Girls. Well, Amy Ray maintains her solo career. She just had a new album earlier this year. Emily Salyer's a restaurateur and the occasional songwriter on the side. And right there, something out of our archives from 1999, the song called Peace Tonight. There will be new music from Indigo Girls coming in 2015. And ahead, it's an update of a Blue Nile song from the 90s and in-studio guest, Willie Watson.
Picking you up and making you feel good.
The world's best variety.
VOA Music Mix.
Happiness. Happiness.
It's been 30 years since the debut of the Scottish band Blue Nile. 10 years since their last album. So it would seem to indicate they have officially disbanded, although that's never been confirmed. They only released four albums in their 20-year run. You're listening to a song from their third called Peace at Last. The song is Happiness. And that album marked a shift for Blue Nile, moving them away from the electronic sounds of the first two albums to a sound based more on songwriter Paul Buchanan's acoustic guitar playing. Which might be why this song is one of the choices for John Cowan to cover on his new album called 60. He was a founding member of the Newgrass Revival in the 70s, a member of the Doobie Brothers for a time as well. John maintains a busy Nashville session career and solo career, and here he is with that 1996 song, Happiness, on Acoustic Cafe.
Now that I've found peace at last, tell me, Jesus, will it last? Now that I've found peace at last, tell me, Jesus, will it last? The birds are laughing in the trees. It's only make-believe.
Happiness.
now that I found peace at last. Well, tell me, Jesus, will it last? Now that I found peace at last. Will it last?
Will it last? Will it last?
Happiness.
Bass player, singer, founder of the Newgrass Revival, and now on a solo career. His latest album is called 60. That is John Cowan doing the Blue Nile song from 1996 called Happiness on Acoustic Cafe. There's this thing called the Watkins Family Hour that happens at Club Largo in Los Angeles. Sean and Sarah Watkins from Nickel Creek are in charge of it, and they invite their talented friends to join them and play songs together. And that was the solo start for our in-studio guest this week, Willie Watson. Willie and the Watkins cross paths often, as Willie had been a member of the band Old Crow Medicine Show, which he founded in Ithaca, New York, where he was raised, and where Old Crow's Ketch Secor had moved to attend college. Willie Watson quickly left the band he was in Ithaca, heading to North Carolina with Old Crow Medicine Show, with whom he would stay for the next decade, singing and playing guitar and banjo. But in 2010, he left OCMS to pursue the solo career, and that invitation to join the Watkins Family Hour helped him to get acclimated to performing solo. This spring, Willie released his debut, which is a collection of 20th century blues and folk songs treated purely as solo performances. It's called Folk Singer, Volume 1. It was produced by David Rawlings, and it came out on David and Gillian Welch's label. To talk about the release and play some of the songs, Willie Watson joins us as our in-studio guest.
If I understand this correctly, so you often heard these songs really like in their earliest recorded versions.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big enthusiast of the 1920s stuff, yeah. You know, issued on the 78s. Not everything, but so much of it is reissued these days on compilations. And you can buy whole catalogs of certain artists on like Document Records. Like, they have everything that everyone's ever recorded. Mm-hmm. And because it's so available, well, you know, I mean, you can download it on iTunes now. Right. I remember when I first started listening into this stuff, there was no iTunes, and you had to go to, like, the fiddle festivals. You had to go to Galax and Mount Airy to Document's little tent that they had. And they had, you know, boxes and boxes of CDs, and that was, like, bigger than Christmas.
Yeah, you know? Sure.
You know, I mean, I listen to this music every day, all day. That's what I do in the morning. I wake up, make some coffee, and put on some records or CDs, whichever I have. And, you know, I try not to listen too hard. Mm-hmm. If I start going through and really digging through and trying too hard to find new songs, new old songs, you know, I might get a little bored, or it seems like it's work.
Yeah.
You know, so if I find something else to do and then just sort of keep an ear open, you know, for whatever's going on in the background, something will jump out at me.
Thank you.
That's a traditional song. Many came to know it through the covers from Bob Dylan or Woody Guthrie or Pete Seeger. Many covers over the last century or so. Mexican Cowboy, the name of it. From our in-studio guest this week on Acoustic Cafe, Willie Watson.
Like most kids my age, I was about 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And this was in the early 90s. My dad was a big music fan. He had a lot of records in the basement. So he had a lot of Neil Young records. And I had already been listening to a little bit of Neil Young. And then Nirvana came around. And I was into the alternative scene a little bit before that. I was listening to the Pixies and bands like They Might Be Giants.
Mm-hmm, sure.
They were one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And which was a little odd for I was in a real small town and didn't quite fit into what was happening with like Bobby Brown and
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, you know, so we're talking about 12, 13 years old.
Yeah.
And a kid at that age, a musically active kid, somebody who just likes music
right.
at that age, this music would definitely set you apart from your peers.
I was about the only kid in my school listening to Lead Belly.
Yeah.
And in the next town over, I'm from Watkins Glen, New York, and, you know, there's like 400 kids in the high school. But in the very next county, the very next town over in Trumansburg, New York, there I found all those, the people that I wanted to play with. You get in between the Finger Lakes there, there's all this old-time and fiddle and banjo music. Something happened in the 70s where all these kids started playing fiddle tunes. And then they stayed home and they grew up and then started bands, you know, sort of infused pop and more modern elements into their rootsy bands. All these people had their kids, and they went to Trumansburg High School. So they grew up with fiddles and banjos in their living rooms.
Interesting.
And I was like, oh, wow, here you guys are, you know. And there was none of that in my town.
Yeah.
You know, it's just 20 miles away. So I dropped out of school and started hanging out over there.
Yeah.
And we started a band, and our first band was called the Funnest Game. And we were kind of like, you know, banjos and fiddles and electric guitars and drums, you know, and tried to sort of fuse that all together.
The simplicity of this record, it's as simple as what we're doing here, really. I mean, it's just
Yeah, we're basically remaking the record right now.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. So Dave Rawlings produced the record in such an unproduced situation. What purpose does he serve? Did he help maybe in song selection, or was it just to have another person present as you're performing the songs?
Yeah, I mean, all of that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it is very simple. It sounds very simple. I mean, there's a little more that goes into it than I think that you see or that you hear. First of all, the amazing studio, Woodland Studios, mm-hmm. You get into that room and it just sounds amazing. You find the right little spot in the room to where everything sounds just right. And, you know, and everything on this record is all like vintage and everything down to the old reel of tape, the old shrink-wrapped Ampex, you know, from 1965, you know, that we opened up fresh and put on the Studer. You know, Dave's got a great sense of what works and what doesn't. You know, I would do my part and he would do his. You know, at the end of the day, after 25 or so songs, Dave went through and sifted through and put together the songs that complemented each other and that worked best for a real album.
Did you ever hear the story about Long John Dean? That bold bank robber from Bowling Green. They took him to the jailhouse the other day. And late last night he made his getaway. But he's long gone from old Kentucky. Long gone, got away lucky. He's a long gone, that's what I mean. Long gone from Bowling Green. They offered a reward to bring him back. They even put the bloodhounds on his track. But the doggone bloodhound lost his scent. Now nobody knows where Long John went. But he's long gone from old Kentucky. Long gone, got away lucky. He's a long gone, that's what I mean. Long gone from Bowling Green. Thank you. day I die. I played a game of love when the woman held high. When it's heads you win and tails I lose. Well, she had the ace and I had the deuce. But as long gone from old Kentucky, long gone, got away lucky. Yeah, the long gone, that's what I mean. Long gone from Bowling Green. As a long gone from old Kentucky. Long gone, I got away lucky. As a long gone, that's what I mean. Long gone from Bowling Green.
Another traditional called Long John Dean. You'll find it sounding very much like that on the debut album called Folk Singer, Volume 1. From our in-studio guest this week, Willie Watson. We'll have more from Willie in the second hour on Acoustic Cafe. Find us online at A Cafe Radio on Twitter, and our Instagram and our Facebook, all linked through our regular website, which you will find at acafe.com, where you'll also find lots of great in-studio performances in our archives. Just click on the Listen tab when you get to acafe.com. And coming up, a sneak peek at the new Sean Rao album coming next month, Fox from their debut, and a one-off project called Cry, 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 live here.
If it's true that music makes the brain work better,
we've got enough to make you a genius.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. One of the more interesting artists to come along recently is Sean Rao. He lives outside of Troy, New York. For a time, he lived in a little cabin that he built out in the woods. He's sort of a survivalist, Mr. Rao, and he will have a brand new album coming out in September. It is called Madman, interestingly enough. Sean Rao, I believe, on this new album, sounds very much like a singer-songwriter from the previous generation of songwriters. Well, listen and compare. First, something brand new from Sean Rao from the album Madman. This is Spiritual Leather on Acoustic Cafe.
Toes that dent the sand, melancholy feelings. I am still your man. Feeling is believing. Woes coming to my dreams. They needle me awake. Spiritual leather. Time, she was never such a friend. She never cried for me. Time, she was never such a friend. She never waits for me. The answer to every question. What is the reason for every direction? If we burn the answer for our protection, would it be okay? Promises and laughter. Now I can't be that wise, but I have seen the after. Slow, slow that mama down. I wanna get back home. Slow, slow that mama down. I gotta get back home. What the answer to every question. What is the reason for every direction? If we burn the answers for our protection, would it be okay? Comes out of Dad's billfold. Hanky's come out of Mom's purse. The engine hardly makes a sound, even when you put it in reverse. It's got a push button transmission, hard top convertible four door. It's November of 63, and the brand new Dodge is a 64. The brand new Dodge. And we're rolling slow down Main Street. The asphalt and the gravel crunch. Church is finally over, and we're gonna have our Sunday lunch. Then I will play football with my buddies down in the park. Later I'll dream about my girlfriend as I lie alone in the dark. As I lie alone. Got short red hair and blue eyes, and her swimsuit's also blue, and her little brother is retarded, but Jesus loves him too, and Jesus loves our president, even though he is a Catholic. There's a lot for a boy to think about as he walks along the railroad tracks, as he walks along. Sister won't get carsick, 'cause we're only going half a mile, and the car still has that new car smell, and Dad looks like he might smile, and the world is big and full of autumn, and I'm hungry as can be, and we're in our brand new 64 Dodge, November of 63, November.
Song from 20 years ago, the 1994 release called The Poet Game. That is singer-songwriter Greg Brown in brand new 64 Dodge on Acoustic Cafe. Greg Brown still remains active. His daughter, Pieta Brown, has a brand new album coming out in just a matter of days. And then before that, we heard sort of a Greg Brown for a new generation. Sean Rao is out with a brand new album on September the 9th. Madman will be the name of the disc, and we heard his song called Spiritual Leather. Let's stay with Greg Brown for just a second through a cover from a one-off project 15 years ago called Cry, Cry, Cry. This was Lucy Kaplansky, Dar Williams, and Richard Schindel coming together for a collection of very sad songs from the likes of R.E.M. and Buddy and Julie Miller, and, of course, Greg Brown. Each brought their own songs to the project. And here's some news. Richard Schindel and Lucy Kaplansky, two of the three members of Cry, 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 will, in fact, have a brand new album coming out together sometime in the fall or early in the winter of 2015, produced by Larry Campbell. Let's go to that Cry, Cry, Cry performance live in our studios. Pick up that Greg Brown song, Lord, I Have Made You a Place in My Heart. At Acoustic Cafe.
Oh Lord, I've made you a place in my heart, among the rags and the bones and the dirt. There's past lives and the love gone from her eyes, and old moving boxes full of her. Pull up by the trouble and care, I got a whiskey, you're welcome to serve. Oh Lord, I've made you a place in my heart, I don't reckon you're gonna come. I tried to fix up the place, Lord, I know it's a disgrace. You get used to it after a while. With the flood and the drought, and old pals hanging out with their IOUs and their smiles. Their naked women just keep coming in, and they dance like you would not believe. Oh Lord, I've made you a place in my heart, so take a good look and then leave.
Spirit granted from sing. And all of the artists for drugs. And she doesn't care that everyone is leaving. Her blood is all blood to unknown. And I feel all of it to the unknown. And her blood is all.
That's P-H-O-X, a six-piece band out of Madison, Wisconsin, and they will be our in-studio guests here in the weeks ahead. A one-off project from 15 years ago that we did have the chance to capture live in our studios. The band was called Cry, Cry, Cry. Richard Schindel, Lucy Kaplansky, Dar Williams, and we heard them doing a Greg Brown song. And as I mentioned, Richard Schindel, Lucy Kaplansky, they have an album coming out together sometime very soon. They have finished it up with producer Larry Campbell. And next hour, a McMurtry son, an Amos daughter, Michelle Indegeocello and Jason Mraz, a Jackson Brown classic, and more with our in-studio guest, Willie Watson.